So back in the station, Kyle Larson, a residential, as we call him, of course, now living in Phoenix. And I heard Eli Tomac is actually building a house in my state. What the hell is so attractive to motorsports fiends to live in Phoenix now?
I don't know. I heard that too. I went to the Supercross race they had here at Glen. And yeah, I was talking to somebody and I heard that he was building up somewhere by me. So, yeah, I don't know. I like the weather. I like the food. I like the activities. I just like everything. So, yeah, I enjoy it. We only have a few more weeks left here in the back to North Carolina for the majority of the year. So, trying to enjoy the last bit of great weather that I'll get to experience.
See, he does it right. See, Paul Tracy doesn't have that luxury, or Ari Lydon doesn't have that luxury. You do it right. You're here in the winter months when the weather here is perfect. Then right before it gets as hot, you get out and you go to the Carolinas. Perfect.
Yeah, but the Carolinas, I feel like, are really bad too in the summer months, just with the humidity and stuff. I mean, for me, it makes more sense to get to North Carolina now or here soon because my racing gets picking up and, you know, most of it's on the East Coast. So it would be hard for me to race as much as I do and commute from Phoenix.
Kyle, it's been fun watching the development of not just you, but Tyler and younger drivers include their family in their celebrations. Dale Jarrett, Dale Sr., Ricky Rudd, I could go back and forth where it was like, nope, the wife and the kids stay over here. Let me grab this trophy and the cake and then go home. You don't even have second thoughts about including your family in everything you do, do you?
Well, I don't have a choice. Owen was already sprinting out to the car last week. I didn't even know it. Jamie Little was like, hey, look over there. You know, Owen's run out here. But no, I mean, I think it's really cool. And I'm glad that, you know, my team allows them to, you know, celebrate. NASCAR allows them to celebrate with us because, you know, I sacrifice a lot of time away from them, you know, to live out this career, this, you know, love that I have for racing. And so yeah, I get to miss out a long time for them and or with them. So, you know, when they're at the racetrack and I win, like it means a lot to me to celebrate with them and have them build those memories and enjoy it. So that was really cool. Vegas last week, Owen was pumped. And, you know, even this week during the week, they kept showing and I'm like, Owen, look, they're talking about you right now. So he thinks he's famous.
Crasher, hold on 1 second. Knowing you for so long, I get the feeling that tears at you being away from your family so much. You have this desire to race everything under the moon, but the love you have for your family is tearing at you, isn't it?
I mean, sure. Yeah, I wish there was more days in the week or less races sometimes for me to run. But I don't know. It's hard to answer it because yes, I mean, I wish I was there, but I also don't want to miss out on racing either because I feel like, you know, right now, like I'm young and you know, this is my prime and I'm trying to take advantage of that. And with that does take a lot of sacrifice, you know, away from other things. But my family understands that. I understand that, you know, I want to be the best race car driver I can be as well as, you know, father and parent. But, you know, this is what pays the bills and I need to, you know, if I want to set them up for, you know, their lives and hopefully their children's lives, you know, I need to work my ass right now and you know, race and build my brand and you know, hopefully make a bunch of money.
How much of what you're doing right now in the back of your mind, you're like, okay, this is going to translate to when Owen gets to this level, if he wants to get to this level, how much are you ever thinking about the evolution of the next generation for you?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, Owen's 9 and he's definitely not into racing as much as I was at that age. You know, I mean, all I cared about still to this day, was racing and, you know, it doesn't upset me at all that he doesn't like, he likes it and he likes to race when he wants to race and all that. But like, you know, I was racing video games, like all day long, playing with my race cars on the ground, you know, all day long. He's into other stuff, you know, he's into more sports and, you know, baseball, flag football, you know, skating, whatever, which I think really, because that's stuff that, you know, if I could change something about my childhood and still know that I was going to be in the same position I am right now, I would have experienced more like normal kid things back then. So it doesn't bother me that he's not like obsessed with racing either. So, cause I mean, I don't want him to feel like, you know, he's just because I do it, that he has to.
Now, what about the business side of everything? You've got high limits, you've got a racetrack. How do you find balance with everything?
Well, I've got good people around
me
that that do most of the heavy lifting on everything. So that's nice. You know, my manager, JP, he's I keep him running. Like, he's super busy with everything that I've got going on. And then on the high limits, you know, JP is a really big part of that. And, you know, Brad, it's more, you know, kind of Brad on the day-to-day things. But we have a great team at High Limit with Kendra Jacobs, Brian Walker, Mike Hess, and everybody else, you know, within that, you know, and Flo, they hold a, you know, high responsibility there as well. So, you know, I am a part of meetings when I can be a part of them, and offer ideas when I can. And I'm, you know, on a lot of the group texts and stuff that we have going. So I'm not in every meeting. So it's not too different for me.
When's Owen going to get his phone?
We told him when he's responsible enough, we'll contemplate it, but he's got to treat his sister nicer, you know, like carry on with more chores and stuff first.
Make
and
his bed.
He was like, okay, I think I'm good then. I'll wait a little bit. So, yeah, cause it stinks. Cause like, so some of his friends have cell phones already. And they're like 9 or 10 and like, I don't know. That just seems way too young for me. And we do a good job, like, of not really letting them have their iPads and stuff only for like flying. So like, yeah, I mean, I feel like they live more normal than most kids their age do. You know, they're outside playing all the time, which is good. So,
Play. I just hear that correctly.
Yeah.
Yes.
I feel like a lot of kids just, it sucks staring at their iPads all the time. So,
one last thing, have things been smoothed over between High Limit and World of Outlaws? We felt like we were having to defend it on the show one night.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, we haven't really, like, I don't know, had conversations, or but there have been, I don't know, at least my eyes, I don't think that, like, they've done anything to us or we've done anything to them either. So we're kind of just both staying in lanes and,
right.
You know, maybe they don't feel we are, I guess, but, I don't know. I mean,
they compliment each other?
That's what I'm just going to say.
I feel like we do, but I think fans more read into it than what World Racing Group or yeah. We do. You know, I think they try to,
that's
like,
true.
You know, feed some drama more than there actually is. So, we all have the greater, you know, idea and, you know, for the sport and where we want it to get. So, mm-hmm. We're both trying to move the sport in the same direction. So it just looks a little differently and we're brand new. So we're trying to kind of find our way a little bit and do things differently. And you know, the World Racing Group, they've done an amazing job to get to, you know, the sports at right now. And I love the World Racing Group, World Outlaws. So that's why I'll continue to race World Outlaw events. Mm-hmm. And I'm not for one like boycott something, and especially for benefit me in our series. So, you know, my plan is to support Smirk Racing and, mm-hmm. and all that. And, you know, although they may not say that they, you know, like us, I don't think, again, like, we're all both just staying focused on our goals. You know, World Racing Group probably staying focused on their goals and we're staying focused on ours. So.
It will work. You yeah. can coexist.
There's more traveling teams than there's been in decades, and there's way more money to race for. So I just don't see, you know, how it's had anything negative go on right now.
We made a big deal out of Thanksgiving dinner with you and Brad Sweet at the dinner table about, you know, who would knock each other from the table
ago.
A few years ago. Now with Tyler, let's put Tyler Reddick in the mix. You got Tyler, you got Kyle, you've got Brad Sweet coming to the finish at Chili Bowl Nationals. And you had to knock one of them off for the win.
Oh, we're going there.
Well, I don't think Brad or Tyler would be battling up front of the Chili Bowl. So. No, we're all three little short fellers. So Tyler's definitely the most buff. Brad's probably got the most fighting experience, but yeah, no, I would be up front at Chili Bowl. I don't think they would.
Oh God.
We've crashed each other.
You've done it. I was gonna
yeah,
say
I would say we've crashed
it.
Each other once. That was his fault. And then Chili Bowl and the race champions, I did spin him out because he was kind of I had to go and he was holding up a little bit.
Brother, as always, we know your time is valuable. Thanks for doing this, man.
Yep. Thank you.
Kyle Larson here in the Freak Nation. it seems like we go about once or twice a month with the guy decides to drop on in. We caught up with him there at Phoenix Raceway, but of course, the big win with him with Xfinity Series, where again, didn't lead a damn lap at that last lap where Austin Hill and SVG decided to get into it. And Kyle Larson said, "Here I go."